Evening, we'll be continuing what we started last week, Tuesday, which is parenting. So, Ibuku, you were here last week, Tuesday, right? Yes. What's your high point? Can I have a mic? Who is holding the mic? Ragwenga, I will find you. You are holding the mic and you are staying there. Just tell me one thing that you, what's your high point for Tuesday, last week, Tuesday. This is Ibuku. She's my darling daughter. She's a doctor in the making.
Good evening, church.
Good evening.
So I think what I remember very clearly was that we should try, we as children now, we should try to understand our parents. We should try to tell them how we feel. We should not just, because there are good things that we have to learn from them too. So we should not just shut them up, try and understand where they are coming from. And also say what we feel respectfully.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Can we clap for her? It's not easy to hold the mic and get up and contribute. Yes. Today we'll be continuing that on that line. But one thing I understand, when I was trying to prepare for this interaction, there are two sides when it comes to parenting. You have the side of the parent. And then you have the side of the children. And most times when there are two groups, most times it's like a football match. And what happens in a football match? There's a lot of, what happens there? Competition. There's Man U against Liverpool. Even the fans that can't enter the pitch, or their money is not in their pocket, they are fighting one another. Sir? Eh? Well, that's another dimension, sir. So maybe you can tell me what the third group is, sir.
If the father and the mother,
they are not together,
they are not in the same group.
That's it.
Even they are under the same roof. So there could be three groups.
Thank you very much for that addition. So there can be three groups. Three groups competing. And I was thinking about it this morning. I mean, these groups shouldn't be competing really. They should be complementing one another. But most times, they are loggerheads. The parents are always at loggerheads with the children. But don't forget that we parents, we were once what? Children. And the children will soon be what? Parents. So why can't we empathize? Why can't we look at it? I mean, I was a troublesome child. I was a naughty boy. So, growing up and becoming a parent, I already left that allowance that I will reap what I sowed. The allowance was there. So when I started reaping it, I could deal with it. But imagine if my son, which he did, at about 17, he was trying to take the car out, and he hit his mom's car. And I asked him, "Young man, how did you learn how to drive?" He said, "I watch you." You watch me? He said, "Yeah, I watch you drive." So that's what gave you the confidence to pick your mom's key, go into the car, and try to move it. I want to say, we did it. But by the time it happened to me, I could empathize. Now, if at that point in time, I start to yell and I start to abuse, what will I be? What will I be, sir?
You will be more than a hypocrite because you've done it before and now it's happening to you and you are not able to accommodate it. So you will be inconsiderate.
Thank you. very much. I will be inconsiderate. And that is actually what happens today with parents. They probably have done it before. They have gone through it before. But you see, their memories are very convenient. Convenient memories. So this evening, our discussion will lie on how do we parent? How should parents parent? What should we do in this generation? And then we'll be looking at the children. How would you want you to be parented? What kind of training do you... Then we can now have a balance. And we'll have a very short time. So what should we do as parents? Let me say one, and then we can discuss it. Is it possible to be more involved in the lives of our children? Let's have a discussion on that. And then even the children can, I mean, they are not children anymore per se, but they are still children. You know, they are adult children. I mean, so we also want to learn from them. Can we be more involved in the lives of these children? And how? Give the mic to a parent.
Question one. We can be more involved in the lives of these children. How? That is a very difficult question. First, empathy, just like you said. Empathy. Whatever they are going through, we must have gone through it at some point. And then being more approachable will help.
Being more approachable?
Approachable.
Okay. Okay, yes.
I think I'm having an experience recently. And my son seems not to be... He doesn't want to relate.
He doesn't want to?
To relate with me.
Okay.
And my wife asked him, what was it that your dad did wrong? And the answer, he said, it was not what he did. It was what he did not do. That's what he answered it. And I don't know, when you talk of involvement, like what they do, we are fully into it. Wake up in the morning, spend 2 hours together, in the night do things. But it's like he wanted more. I don't know. He said I don't know what else I needed to do.
You can actually spend 2 hours together, but that 2 hours is not quality time. You can spend 2 hours. You can spend 2 hours on your phone, they're with you, but are you involved in what he's going through? You want to say something, sir?
You know, I think there are too many divisions and segments. Some people have children who are still growing. Some people have children who are teenagers. Some people have children who are young adults. Some people have children who are already married. So, the dynamics are quite totally different. But the long and short of it is, what you did not do with your children when they were very young, it will be very difficult for you to start it now. Praise the Lord. So really, what Brother Mrana is saying, we have to be conscious of the fact that we are at different levels. When Sister Remy is talking, what do you want to get involved with, if I may ask you? Ore and Ife, okay, at that level. Sometimes it's only what you have been involved with that you will be involved at this point in time. That's why when children are growing and you are not involved, that you are not their friend, they are now adults. You don't want to create a friendship or Gigi. I don't know how it can work except you start negotiating. So it's not
as easy if it is not something that you have been doing as they grow. Or else they will just look at you and you, both of you, even though they know that you are their parent anyway, who does not know that one? You know that they are your children, who does not know that one? But because they are your parents and your children, doesn't mean that you are close, doesn't mean you talk. Doesn't mean that when you have an issue, you want to go to him or her. Depending on the level of relationship when they were growing up. So you that you have little children, do you know what you have? You have an advantage now. Please, please and please, be very, very close with your children. Let me ask for your experience. You. Yes. You. You have adult children. Tell us your experience.
Praise the Lord. According to what Reverend said, there are levels of involvement with our children. I happen to work with the children classes or whatsoever. And what happened in my own case, you just have to befriend them. We have to befriend them and be ready to apologize at all time when they feel hurt. And when you see that something is wrong in the other partner, even when the children are somehow hurt, you have to apologize on behalf of even the partner so that the children will not be misled and be able to come back. And also, this is the way in which it's supposed to be, and that's the way it's supposed to be. Even if the partner did not apologize, you still have to put it along. And even when it is sometimes as towards to the neck, we have to pull someone in so that it will not engulf. Because there are times whereby one will be frustrated in dealing with these children. I have them adults. They are even at grown my size. So I befriend them. I apologize if possible. Even on behalf of of my spouse, I apologize. I dance with them. I do different things. We cook. We go out and do different things. So that's my own. Be calm, be friendly, have empathy, and when they are misbehaving, be strict with them and be firm and let them know the way of the Lord. That's what.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. You see, I'm still, give it to Gabony, I still wasn't also relate with how can you be involved? You see, because like you're saying, because you spent 2 hours together, doesn't mean that you are present in their life. We must have quality, not quantity. Quality time with these children. They have needs. They have needs. But what happens most times is that we push their needs to other people. And they will not ask. So how can we, and then we'll now come to the singles here. How would you want us to be more involved in your lives? Is that what you're going to talk about?
No, I want to, what Pinga said, I want to, because it happened to me, my first son. I think he was in this church. So when he's not very close to me. So I try to draw him closer. In anything I want to do, I will bring him in. At the end of the day, I went to the mother and told her, my daddy wants to make friends with me. So up till now, I could not know. And he's supposed to drive now. He's supposed to drive.
Yes.
He's supposed to drive now. I pressurize him. I do everything. He still say he don't want to make friends with me. So I don't know.
You see, Ogaboni.
Sir.
First of all, I want to ask you 2 questions. At what point did you start that friendship? Wait, the second one. At what point did you start that friendship? That's one. The second one is that you said everything that you do, you try to involve him. Is it your work? Eh? So what were you involving him in? Because if it's your work that you are doing, you now say he should come and help you do your laundry business. You chase him far.
That one he says is my vision.
Eh?
He said that one is
it's your vision now. So exactly.
I have to go on and doing that one.
Uh-huh.
The time that he tells the mommy that I want to make friends with him. I think Reverend Alabi was still here in this church. It's long time when he was in primary school. So it was in this church. I persuade him, I do all I could so that he would be even sitting in the church, he would sit very far from me. So all those things, that is what you are trying to say. So that is what I experienced.
Let me tell you something. Eh? You see, when you try, you never ever make your son feel that you are competing with your wife. You don't understand what I'm saying? Men, children, sons are naturally gravitated towards the mother. No! There's something you can do about it. So if you're thinking that, oh, you want to push him, you want him to get close to you, and then he starts to see that, oh, it's a competition between my wife and yourself, you will not get him. You know, I've shared it here before. Anytime my wife comes back, the way my son will hug her, serious hugging, you know, that's in the motto. So one day, I said, how will I deal with this situation? And I said, Tim, let me come. You are only allowed one hug. After that one hug, you pay 500 naira. It was a joke. But you see, there's nothing I can do about it. Nothing. So maybe if you are closer to the mom, he can now start to gravitate towards you. But you want to push him away from the mom, he will see it as competition. That's what he saw it as. Because he went back to the mom. Exactly. That's what he saw it as. Aha. Praise the Lord. Now, I want us to go to our people here. How would you want us, the parents, to be involved more with you? Give it to Ayotunde.
Everyone. Well, for me, I had an interesting childhood because being the only child, I'm very independent. So I've not always been one to be close to my mom because I feel like I can handle things on my own. So it's even right now that I'm even trying to be friends with her because when I wanted to be close to her in her approach, because she was born to be strict, but I know it's love because being an only child. But I found solace in my aunt because I realized that she's the one that I can be close to and discuss things better. Because when I go to her, she would she can make a mole out of, you know, make a mountain out of a molehill. Because you want to talk to her and she will just, you know, escalate it and all of that.
So now, from your experience, Ayotunde, because very soon you also become a mom. And you don't want to go that route. Right? So, from your own experience, how would you want parents to be more involved in the children? I mean, just one or two sentences.
Okay, for me,
nothing long.
Because of my own experience. So
exactly.
Parenting to my own unborn kids. So, I think I'll be more approachable. More, how would I say it now? Not like you can't be strict, but be friendly enough to allow them to have that access to you. Because from my own mom's side, I didn't see her as someone that, I felt she was firm, she was strict, and if I say anything, she would take it somehow. So I didn't necessarily see her as a friend. So I saw my aunt as a better friend than her. So it's even now that I'm cultivating that ability to talk to her more.
Talk to her more.
And it kind of even, how would I say it, in my upbringing, being that person to be very distant and not always talking to people and all of that, it affected me because I was not good with communication. I was always in my head rather than talking out.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Let's clap for her. I mean, so I want another person. Give it to anybody. Anyone? Okay. Bosala wants to talk. Damola, you are looking down. You don't want to talk.
Praise God. I think one thing parents should try to do is also to try to make the opinion of children count. For me, what my dad used to do when I was much younger, sometimes when we have things to talk about, my dad would ask for my opinion and also ask for opinions from my younger sister. So it made me feel, you know, very welcome, and I could easily see that they also want to hear from me. So anytime I have things to even talk about, maybe when I notice something wrong somewhere, it was easy for me to communicate with my parents rather than going out to even talk to someone else. So I think parents should try to make the opinion of their children also count. It may not be all the time, but you know, once in a while, there are some things that we would also have to say that would be valid and would make sense too.
Yes, thank you very much. It was my sister that mentioned that you should apologize to them. You see, it's a big word. A man young or jay, we chance them. You know, this little boy, go and bring something from there. It's there. You can't look where. It's there. And he says, Daddy, I've been there. It's not there. It is there. Go and check it properly. It's there. Owa debe. Owa adepeko simbe. You now pick it somewhere else. And you are the one that put it there. What should you do as a parent? Eh? Apologize. You think it doesn't matter. You think it doesn't know. There are several times I actually look for my clothes. Go and look for this, my clothes. Go and look for it. And in fact, there was a day I was looking for a particular shirt. Remember about 2 or 3 weeks ago. I told them, go and look for it. Go and look for it. They checked it. They said they didn't see it. It will be, you know. Eventually, I now went to search my wardrobe properly. The shirt was there. So, I'm sorry. The shirt is here. Even the sorry can be very fast. Mabino, the shirt, I've seen the shirt too. But let us learn to treat them like human beings. The children. Let's be empathic. Who was going to say something just now? Huh? Ralph, you wanted to say something? Okay. Now, another way I think we can discuss leadership by example. What our children seen. I said it on Sunday, this Omode, you know, this little girl, Zanetta, she was here using handkerchief. And I asked the mom, who uses the handkerchief at home? He says, the father. Do you know what is called informal training? It's big. We learn so much from what they see. She was telling me some time ago, she said, in her former house, there was a guy called Kenny. So she calls the guy Kenny. And the little daughter also will call him guy Kenny. And then she had to tell the guy, it's not Kenny, it's Uncle Kenny. But every time she called, the daughter keeps on saying, Kenny. And she said, okay, let me now start calling him Uncle Kenny. And then she started calling him Uncle Kenny. That's when the daughter changed to what? Uncle Kenny. Leadership by example. What are they seeing us doing? Are they seeing us fighting our spouses every time? Like I said, it was a big deal for me. I never saw my father and my mother fight. But even at that, it was a problem for me when I grew up. Because when my wife answers me in a funny way, my brain, it is set where my mother would never answer my father in that way. Meanwhile, I'm sure that my mother answers my father in that way in the bedroom. So what do we do about that? Should you be fighting in front of them and finish it in front of them? Mrs. Adeni. You see, because it was a problem for me, sincerely speaking. Also, leadership, that's an example. But it was negative for me. Until I realized that, come on. And we were majanu yarao. It was any time my wife talks to me, what comes to me is that my mother would never talk to my father in this manner. Ijawabere. So, what should we do?
If we get in an argument in front of them,
What I'm saying is that should we give them an impression that we never quarrel?
No, I don't think
so. Eh?
I don't think it's a complete picture.
It's a what?
It's not a complete picture.
So how do we handle that as parents?
We should sort it out immediately. Let's say I say something. I thought you said this. Oh, me more. Nabi, no. You know, okay. Let's sort it out immediately. So that they can see that you got in a fight. You got back and started playing together. Abi? But okay. I think something that we miss is we get the feeling that they don't notice everything that goes on. It doesn't matter the age. At 2, a child can feel that there's static inside this house.
There's what?
That there's static, that there's... Some people are very malice. So you may not do it in front of them, but they can feel that you are not together. So if at that little age they can feel it, by the time they are old, the chemistry is showing forth. They can tell. It's just that we feel more than anyone, but they do.
Okay, thank you very much. So how do we set boundaries for children? How do we set boundaries? You know what boundaries are? Okay, let me give you an example. Reverend was talking about categories. I mean, there was a boundary I set. Everybody must be home for 7. 7 p.m. That was a rule. So wherever you are, by the time it's 7, you calculate it. If you are in Ojo, would it take you 30 minutes to get home? So 7 o'clock. Well, by the time these guys became, when they got to 300 level, they rebelled. But they didn't talk to me. They spoke to their mom. So how, as parents, how do we set boundaries for our words? And when are the boundaries, Igbalue can collapse those boundaries?
Thank you, sir. Like Reverend rightly said, there's dynamics.
Dynamics.
Yeah. In an age, and sometimes how the levels at which we find each home find itself. Like some, we are part, presently, we are experiencing some new challenges that otherwise had not been there before. As a result of maybe changing the environment, changing the level of freedom. And maybe I should just give one example to hammer home my point. Our firstborn had to be going out for work. Then she was still in Ibadan, and she got that contract job. But we had a feeling that she would normally leave that place by 5. maximum. And in my own time, I try to gauge the time by that distance from here to here should not less than 30 minutes. But sometimes it's about 45 minutes. But sometimes when it takes longer, I began to call. How are you? Like one of our youths said the other time, I said, you should greet me. Don't ask me, what should you be doing outside now? So it was really applied to me then. So, but those things are not things that we were dealing with before, but because there's a change in stature. And now, as you assist God, he wants even to deal with us better. Then she moved out of Ibadan, and she found herself in Lagos. And in that time, you can't even say the only thing. So the only thing is understanding. And you see, these children, they have these standards. They watch us too when we go out, when we come in, and how we also respect that. In fact, many times when she's on transit, maybe in the Mekra or in Okada or something like that, and I call her, and I don't know whether. So I will scold her for not picking my calls. You know, things are hard now. You know, there's all these things on our side. You shouldn't be doing this. He said, so you expect me to take your call while on Okada? And it's turned to something else. So it really had to be an understanding thing. And also in some other cases, we were having an argument and a conversation around married thing or no married thing. And the argument was so hot that our mother has already withdrawn. So it was me and her. I was saying, look, I'm not going to marry. Anything you both of you can do, you can even do it. I'm not saying most of you say marry man. You know. So you know, we have that discussion. And the junior ones was telling me that, daddy, my sister said you should just be praying along that area now. And why didn't she tell me herself? And because of that argument we had, you know, some other developments are happening. So that's just one or two.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much. You see, the whole idea, you know, you mentioned a word there. Please bring it for her. She wants to say something. You want to talk to her a bit? You know, you mentioned a word, understanding. You see, Reverend was talking about different categories. The way you relate with a 7-year-old, it's not the way you relate with a 13-year-old. It's not the same way you relate with an 18-year-old. Then talk less of a 25-year-old. So we must understand the dynamics of these things. If we don't, we are losing them gradually. And the moment they step out, once they step out, we're in trouble. I know somebody that in the US, they didn't allow their children watch TV. There was no TV in the house. Not one. Not one TV. So anywhere we're going, anytime we're going there, they would not buy us a small TV. Just put in the room. When we leave, they will go and return the TV. And maybe collect their money. They will rent the TV. The lady is married now. I've never seen a larger TV in my life. TV to one Leo and Tokwe. I've never seen a bigger TV in my life. And I'm not kidding. We need to set boundaries because at some point in time, they will leave. And when they leave, right now, can the father go and remove that TV? No, missing, sir. On father and see, TV is all over. TV is all over. Yes, we will talk quickly.
Praise God. From my little experience with my daughter, I remember when she was in primary 3, 4, and they introduced a tab to them in school. And I know definitely when she started using that tab, they will be exposed to so many things. So, and the school just told us that what they're going to do is just for assignments. So what I did was, okay, apart from the assignment she's going to do, I opened a Google account for her. And that Google account, if you put their rightful age there, Google will set a boundary for you. So there's an app called Family Link. So you'll be able to monitor everything they are doing on the tab. So I was able to curtail what she can do with the tab. I set a time for her that, okay, by 8 p.m., this tab will shut down on its own and it will not come on until 8 a.m. when you'll be in school. So, and I set screen time for any app she wants to use. If she's trying to download, I will be notified. I will know what she wants to download. So I was able to help her with that, monitoring what she can do with that tab. Even when she's in secondary school now, so even when she took her tab to school, her matron was asking her, but I said, don't worry, she can't even download anything with the tab. She does not even have any SIM on the card, so she cannot even do anything. And if she even tries doing anything, I will know. So I can monitor her. So I think, as like Reverend said, it's in different ages. As we start giving our children devices, let us don't just give it to them and download things for them. Let us try to monitor these things for them very well. And in terms of dressing too, I made a very conscious effort to be dressing in a very appropriate way in front of my daughter. When she came home from her JSS2 holiday, and I saw that she wanted to start wearing skimpy things, she'll tear, she'll cut her clothes, she'll want something. And I asked her, who do you see dresses like this in the house? Say, my friends in the school, that's your friend. This is the trainer I'm giving you. And before she left for school, I saw that her mind, her orientation had completely changed. And I was asking her, whenever I talk to her, so how do your friends do? Say, I will tell them that it's not good, it's not appropriate, a child of God. So parenting is an intentional thing. Let us be conscious of everything we do in front of our children.
Thank you very much. You know, she wants to say something. You see, the first part, the technology part, I want to implore every parent to please adopt that. You have a child that is 4, 5, 6, you leave the tab with them, unmonitored. You are making a big mistake. Heavy mistake. Not even tab, your telephone. It must be censored. It must be monitored. That's what I'm saying. They don't know this one. I mean, if you are here, you don't know, please talk to her. She can tell you how. See, because our mayority bought you a law. And if you know what is on this tap on this telephone, and we are buying. So you are, the parent is training, the social media is training, the school is training, your friends are training you. Oh my God, parents are burning now. You can hear the girl say that, my friends, that's part of training. Her friends are training her. And then you sit down and you'll be looking. Quickly.
So I just wanted to add, when you asked the question about how they should parent. So for me, I think that parents should stop comparing their children, because every child has individual differences. And I said a lot of parents would say, why are you not doing it like your sister, or why are you not like your brother? So I think they should learn that every child is special. And so when they are parenting, they should not use the same approach for every child. Everybody. And then stop. Because my mom does it a lot with Anne, my sister. So your sister is the calmer one. She's shaking mature, you know. So I think that they should stop comparing, you know. So
okay, they should stop comparing. Oh yeah, something quickly then. I think Pastor.
I just want to add one more thing. So I don't know, because he also like shaped me. So I would like to say that for parents, they should allow love to be present at home, because it's the way you actually make your children feel at home. It will actually shape their self-esteem. Like, nobody has to tell them that, or they have to settle for less or whatever. There is love at home. So I feel like we should imbibe in making love, like let it be the center of the home, so that it will also help in their confidence anywhere they are. Because he actually helped me. So I'm just saying that let love be at home. Like, let it be at the center of it.
Thank you very much. Give it to Pastor Diego.
Thank you, sir. And this issue of setting boundaries is where I think we need a little bit of explanation. Now, in setting boundaries, are we talking about being autocratic at home or being democratic? And as she has rightly told us too, monitoring is not close marking. There are different things. Like the way she has done her own is very beautiful, is monitoring from afar. And I think that is more of a democratic process when you ask your child, do you want to do this? Don't you do this? Do this and do that. And so when we spoke about setting boundaries, you have told us, Pastor has told us, you can't set boundary for any child above 12 years old anymore. However, parenting is training. A train, we have a coach at the front, and then it will have an engine that's going in the front, and then the coaches will follow naturally. But when we begin to try to manipulate and make them to believe in us, it will be a big issue, like you said. In my daughter's family, my son-in-law does not like going home late. 7 o'clock, this guy will say, "Oja the money." But you know, in my own place, we go out, we come in, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. But when they got married, she got to know that life is not like our own. We don't need to monitor that aspect. They have gone. So if you are monitoring a child and you are giving the child close marking, there is no love there. That child will become rebellious. There is no way you can begin to say, and that's why you give them a way to say, okay, then you now overrule, you correct, and I think that's democratic. Even in democracy, we have the judiciary, we have the legislature, we have the executive. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. You know, just like what my presido said, the daughter said, "Me, marry more." Can you force her to marry? You can't force her to marry. So that brings me to the point. You see, about 3 or 4 years ago, we were at a program like this. I mean, it was also a family month. What Reverend said opened my eyes when he spoke about negotiation. Before that time, I never knew it. It said, training a child has to end at some point. When a child gets to a certain point, you can't train them anymore. And then I took a step back and I started to realize it. You must negotiate with these ones. Otherwise, you do what? You lose them. They are waiting to get out. They are waiting, they are counting days, hours, years to step out. Once they step out, what can you do? What can you do?
Let's put our hands together for you. You know, I think at this stage in life, our children should be our friends. And as in friends, You know the way you talk to your friends? You are sitting on your phone. I know you. She's pressing phone. It's you. I know you. Our children should be our friend. As in friend, for real. And you know how to cultivate friendship. And this is not something that happens overnight. It's something, you see, I don't know what we don't talk about. And I don't know if they are closer to my wife than me, because it's the same. So most of the time, maybe there's a call. My wife speaks for 15, 20 minutes. I speak for 1.5 hours. Like maybe a few days ago, my daughter was strolling. She called and she saw the dog on the street. We were talking about the dog. She saw one street. She said, when we came. So we spoke for 1.5 hours until she finished strolling and she returned back to the house and she wanted to prepare dinner. And I said, okay, why not if not? And we spoke about everything, including the boys, the guys. So what I'm saying is the fact that at a stage, what you did not do when they were growing up, you can't do when they are grown. So don't bother. The thing you did not put there when they were growing up, now they're an adult and you want to put it there, it's not possible. The Bible didn't say train up an adult, train up a child. Who is a child? In the way it should go. That is when you can train. After they are, when they are grown and you are trying to struggling to put what you did not put before, I can assure you it's already late. So the dynamics is different. So that is why, you know, they said the Holy Spirit is our guide. It's not our control. He guides us. Just like I said, come and learn from me. I'm meek and lowly at heart. Bible says, draw near to God, he will draw near to you. Think about the way God influences us. So at a stage in life, the next level is influence. You want your children to be happily married, to have good homes? Think about you and your wife. It is more a movie to them. So when you are saying, my daughter, my son, my something, no, the house is separated already. It starts to be one voice, one language. So we want to eat our cake and have it. It's not possible. Sherry, want to buy my shoe? Sherry, want? Sherry, I'm a parent. Sherry, parents, need answer. Sherry, parents, brother, mother, see these parents. That look, buy my shoe, no one buy it. Sherry, praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. So, you see, and we talk about everything. Yeah, friend, somebody's talking to somebody's talking. We have a conversation. Daddy, what do you think? This is what I think. What do you think? How is this one? How does he look? What is it? We talk about everything. As in, you know what? We know how much they are earning. We know what their investment is. What are they saving? What are they doing? Everything. You know why? When they were growing up, usually, we take decision on the dining table, all of us, the five of us. And everybody talks. And this is the way we look at our investment. I told them, I said, it's like a family. All the money we have, we own it together. Now check this out. And I said to them, I said, whoever needs the money most is the one that will spend it. So when they want to go to school and we need the car has to wait. Because schooling is time bound. And they know. I remember one time I wanted to buy a car, LR4, and I told my son to look at for it for me. He looked at it online. And my son came to me and said, Dad, are you sure you want to use that car now? I said, why not? He gave me a reason and I changed my mind. We are very, very close. And check this out. I am very, very strict. And my wife too. But at the same time, we are close. So anytime we don't want them not to do anything, I give them seminar. See this one. Favor. How many seminars do you collect? Oh yeah, come. Stand up. Come. Let's start talking to you small. Okay, how many hours news must you listen to at night when I'm listening to news?
Where will you be?
I must be listening to...
Listening to...
News.
And I will tell you the reason why you must listen to news. And I analyze the thing to you. Go and sit down. Now, the issue is not a function of... It's a function of the fact that you have to be able to let them know the reason why you are doing what you are doing. So it's not a function of a boss and a, no. We are friends. We talk. See how somebody that will talk to her, I will know. In fact, before they talk to her, we tell her that somebody is going to talk to her. Ask her. There was one day we went to her school. She was ill, myself and my wife. And I got there. I was Fimufile. I was just doing my investigation. So immediately he said, somebody brought food for me. Ah! I said, who brought food for you? I said, is he a guy or a lady? Say a guy. I said, what is the name? He mentioned the name. Oh, how look, sorry. Ask her. I said, what food did he bring for you? He told me, I said, somebody that will bring food for you. He must be interested. I didn't say anything. Eventually, the guy showed up one day. What I'm saying is the fact that it is life. It's a natural thing that we all have passed through and we are going through. So I think parents and children, we can be close. Praise the Lord. Please, please, and please. And parents, let me tell you something. Don't be thinking in analogy. And when I was growing up, when we were young, when we were small, that time don't pass. Think in the now and in the present. Praise the Lord. Let me tell you something. If your children, they're talking to somebody, they're not talking to you. No, when you're seeing somebody, we are talking. Who are you seeing? Who are you talking to? We have a conversation around it. Praise the Lord. And sometimes when you are saying yes, I know that you are saying yes. When did you meet? I know when you met now. What is it? So, praise the Lord. And my wife, when you talk about somebody, and my wife will do as if she's not listening. What's the name of the person? My wife will go and Google the parents, Google the hometown, Google the anything. She will do an investigation. So before you say anything, my wife has brought them in town. They're from this town. They're from this place. They're from this place. I say, I thought you didn't hear what we were saying. Let me tell you something. Family life is an interesting life. And God gave us the opportunity to raise children because we have been trusted. And children, God gave you to us because God understands that we cannot walk together. Praise the Lord. We have no reason. Benga, come. Brother, do you know that what your son said about you is true? You are like a soldier. Ask anybody. Are you in the, who is in Washington? Tundera. Tundera in the, is it not like a military man? Yes, that's who you are. You don't know. Nobody, brother, what today? Hey, they joke, man. Show talk on it. It's the truth. Your son is only telling you the obvious. So you know what you do? You calm down. You have to calm down. You must calm down totally. Praise the Lord. Family life is an interesting life. And it's a good life that God intend for us to prosper with. Why do I have children and they won't be my friend? Where did I get that example for? My dad was like the best friend that I had. Even my friend go there, they want to listen to music, they want to eat this one, they want to eat that one. My father's house. When I was young, too many people live with us for the asking. Ask my dad, my friend is coming, he's coming. So who will I use it to resemble? He was so open-minded. My friend wants to sleep in our house. They were just for the asking. Do you know that many, many years ago, when I was in secondary school, let me tell you this story. I have these friends, so who like to party. So my dad has these Kenwood speakers. In our living, very mighty speakers. Do you know that sometimes I can borrow my dad's speakers to go and use somewhere? I can borrow my dad's clothes. I said, Daddy, I want to use that shoe. Dad said, no, not that one. I can give you this one. What that clothes. Bro, Udoso, you have a lot of work to do. Let me tell you something. You're in your 60s. Soon you will be in your 70s. By the grace of God, you'll be in your 80s. Let me be honest with you. Somebody has to take care of you. You see, when we are very strong, let us
understand that we must be humble with strength. Because someday, you need your children. And you don't need your children alone, your children and their spouses. If you are close with your son and you are not close with your son's wife, you're going to be in trouble. If you are close with your daughter, you are not close with your daughter's husband, you're going to be in trouble. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Are we okay tonight? Is God good? Is God faithful? Father, tonight we're grateful to you because once you have spoken twice, we've heard that all power belongs to you. Father, Lord God of heaven, this church is the family church. And this is a family month. Father, we've discussed so many things. Please, oh Lord God of heaven, please be merciful to us. In the name of Jesus. Lord God of heaven, I pray, oh God, the line will fall unto us in pleasant places in the name of Jesus. We pray that every family in this church, you will bless them. The ones that are looking unto you for the fruit of the womb, you will bless them with children. Our young daughters that are looking for husband, you will bless them with the right men. In the name of Jesus. Father, bind us together with a cord of love that cannot be broken. Let love permeate the atmosphere of our homes. We thank you, Father in heaven. We bless you and we adore you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Can we share the grace as we close?